I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today we're continuing our series of podcasts for our veterans. Today's topic is how God shows his love for veterans. We're going to look at how the Lord offers help to anyone in need, including those in the military or those who have served in the military. We're going to discover the list of soldiers God recruited to bless his kingdom and look at how God offers help, comfort, and love through the Holy Spirit. His word provides direction for every veteran needing physical or emotional healing. Before we get into that, though, we need to pray and ask for his touch and his blessing. Heavenly Father, I give you praise for who you are, and I thank you for all you've done for me in my life and for those who are listening in and for those who are followers of Jesus Christ. I pray now you would bless this podcast, and I ask the Holy Spirit to come in and help me and guide me and direct me as we go through this. I pray our veterans will be blessed, and for those who have family or friends who are veterans and are listening to this particular small series on veterans, I pray that you would bless them. Heavenly Father, we need you. We need your guidance, your direction, and I thank you now for what you've done, for who you are. Pray your blessings, and we give you praise for what's about to take place. For we ask these things now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, as followers of Jesus Christ, we know that he offers help to anyone in need. As I mentioned in my last podcast, number 306, those who served in World War I and World War II were comforted by God's word, by specifically Psalm 91. And listen to what those words say. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Think about that. That was a very powerful scripture that was blessing those that served in those terrible wars, World War I and World War II. That is one of the hundreds of scriptures that tells our veterans that God truly loves them. I'm saddened when I think of the veterans who have never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are missing God's word that he left for all of us who are Christians and receive, and that we can receive strength from the Holy Spirit through these inspired scriptures. Therefore, we must share our faith with America's veterans. Telling our veterans thank you for your service or welcome home are great. It's a great way to start a conversation. But more importantly, it is that which provides an open door to share our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, when I look back on my service in Vietnam as in the United States Army, one of the sad things is that I was not a Christian. I didn't know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Even though I was raised in church, I had never made that commitment to him. And I look back on the opportunities I would have had to share my faith with others and also to be encouraged by my faith. The difficult times that I experienced, the difficult time that many other men experienced, many of them far more than what I did, it would have been a great opportunity to share my faith and to share the strength and the love that God has for fellow veterans. You know, when I look back on it and I think about all the opportunities missed, it's interesting to think that God now has placed in me a burning desire to share my faith with others and to lead people to Jesus Christ and to help them to understand what it is like to have a relationship with God Almighty and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I want to suggest to you that when you talk to someone, maybe you say thank you for your service or welcome home, which is a wonderful way to start, and you make that conversation get started, it's a great opportunity to talk about heaven and to give a testimony of how God has blessed us and that we are assured of heaven. And it's, I tell you, anytime I've ever talked to someone and said, what do they think about heaven? Or do they know for sure if they're going to spend eternity in heaven or not? I've never had anybody get upset or angry with me. They've always been open. They want to talk. They have interest in it. And it's something that God will open a door for each and every one of us. God shows his love for veterans by opening up opportunities for us to share Jesus Christ with them. So think about that. If we want to know how we can help veterans, we can share our faith with them. If we want veterans to know how much God loves our veterans, then we can have a scripture or two that we can share with them. Matter of fact, it would be wonderful to even use Psalm 91 when you're talking to a veteran and say, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and tell them that in World War I and World War II, that became the absolute favorite scripture that veterans used. Those that were there fighting, those who were serving their country and protecting our country from the tyranny that was over in Europe and in the Pacific Ocean with Japan. And so we need to understand that God wants to help our veterans. He loves our veterans, but he also wants to use us to reach out and help them and extend a helping hand, just a hand up to help them understand they can have a relationship with Jesus Christ and that God does love them. And there's many scriptures that talk about that. You see, our God has always loved the military. Here are the names of a few individuals that God recruited. I like to use that word, recruited, to serve in his army. Think about that. This is his army, and God picked these people out because he knew that he could use them. Listen to these names. These were men who became veterans, who were in the military, a form of the military, but had military experience and were part of God's army. King David, Gideon, Moses, Joshua, Samson, all of the apostles that we read about in the New Testament, all of these were part of God's army. And so God supports veterans. He loves veterans, and he has a plan for their life, as he does for everyone else's life. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 25 in the New Living Translation, he wrote something that's very, very powerful, and it compares Christians to soldiers. Paul wrote these words, "Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, and he was your messenger to help me in my need." See, Paul looked at Christians, all of Christians, of being soldiers for Christ, being in God's army. So if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in God's army. Matter of fact, you're a veteran in God's army. And so therefore, God looks at you as someone that he can depend upon, someone that he can show love and care for and help us through the trials and the challenges that we face in our life, just like he does for those who served in the military and were blessing to protect so many others. I think it's interesting to point out that when the word soldier is used in the New Testament, it is referring to Christians. Now, our God offers help and love to veterans through the comfort of the Holy Spirit. He provides love through his word. God's word helps with those needing physical and emotional healing. Now, let's take a second and think about that. Regardless of what we're being challenged with in life, whether it be a physical thing, whether it be an emotional thing, it doesn't matter at all. Whatever it is that we are faced with in our life and the challenges that we face and the trials that we go through, there is an explanation, there is help, there's direction, there's guidance in the Word of God. Suffering financially, there's a plethora of topics and scriptures in the Word of God to help us with that. I would encourage you to read Proverbs 3. Wonderful, wonderful teaching, really through the entire chapter, a teaching on finances and how to deal with them. When it comes to understand about giving to the Lord, there's scriptures on that. When it comes to being at peace in our heart and our mind, Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 4, and to understand what it is to be anxious for nothing but everything through prayer, petitions with thanksgiving, make our requests made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our heart and guard our mind in Christ Jesus. So filled in the Word of God is everything that we need. Whether you're a veteran or not a veteran, whether you're an active military person, it really doesn't matter. Anything that you face, God has an answer for it, and the Holy Spirit will help us and guide us if we surrender our will to him, if we surrender our desires to him, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, then he will then give us the desires of our heart. That applies to everyone, certainly including our veterans. Now, we must look at scriptures to discover how much God loves our veterans. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17 is just so wonderful. Listen to this, "But I will restore you to health." Now, that health applies to physical, emotional health, regardless what it is, the type of health that we need to sustain a good walk with God, to live a quality life, a quality Christian life. So Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, very short, very sweet, "But I will restore you to health." Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. Let me read it to you out of the New Living Translation. "He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." You know, when I read that scripture, I wish I would have known that when I served in Vietnam, when I served in the military. What a wonderful, uplifting scripture that would have been. Because there were times as a young man, I was absolutely exhausted to the point where we just fall over. The training and the conditioning was incredible. I had never experienced experienced anything like that, and I needed the strength of the Lord to help me. And not only the physical training, but the emotional training of learning discipline, learning how to submit to others, learning how to take orders from others, how to serve others, and be a part of a team, not just me, but being a part of a team where what I did would impact others. That was the conditioning that I needed, and it would have been so wonderful if I would have had Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. So if you know anyone who is in the military or a former veteran, you might want to just share that scripture with them. I think it'll bless them. Well, I know that it'll bless them. Now, let's move on. We need to tell veterans that God is faithful to them and appreciates them and their service to America. Think about that. God appreciates the service that you have given to America and to America's people. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21, it just says a few words. God has compassion and it never fails. Other translations just say God's compassion never fails. But think about that. The compassion of God never fails, and He is there to help us and lift us up. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. There's another wonderful scripture to encourage veterans. These are scriptures that veterans may know and they may not know. And if they're not Christians, they probably don't know them. But we as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we can use these to encourage them and to offer comfort and support for them. Now, I want to give you another scripture I think that's really very powerful for veterans, and it's really one of my favorites for all veterans. Listen to this. This is powerful. It's strong. It would lift people up. It would bless veterans. If you're a veteran, receive this. If you're not a veteran, but you know someone, a friend, a family member, whoever it might be, who has served in the military or currently active in the military, listen to what God says through His Word in the book of John, chapter 15, and verses 12 and 13. And it's communicating to veterans how important they are and how much God appreciates the work and the efforts that our active military and veterans do each and every day and have done. My command, it says, is this. Listen, it says, my command. When a scripture says my command, we might want to take note of that. Now, those of you who are in the military, you certainly understand when someone says that's an order. That's not a request. That's an order. It's a command. It means that you have to do what you're asked to do. So listen to this. John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Now, God understands that because God laid down the life of His Son. God loved the world so very much that He gave His Son. He laid down His Son's life that we could have eternal life with Him. Now, that's real love. So then, when God says this command in John 15, to love each other as I have loved you, that's quite an order, isn't it? That's quite a challenge, but it's a powerful challenge because God wants to love us to love other people unconditionally. You know, I counsel a lot of families. I've talked to an awful lot of families and give them scriptural counseling, telling them what the Word of God has to say and how to deal with what they're going through. If there's one thing that I see happening is that in families is that they stop loving each other. They start thinking more about what's in the family or in the marriage or in the relationships that they have in that family, what's in the marriage or that situation for them. It becomes a selfish thing. It's like counseling a couple, and they'll come in and sit down in front of me, and the husband will look at the wife and say, well, what she needs to do is this, and the wife will say, well, what he needs to do is that, and it's back and forth, what they need, whatever, when in reality, the only way we can serve God and that we can receive what God has to offer for us is if we look at others as being more important than ourselves, and that's what veterans do. When they go into the military, they are focused on helping others, serving others, and they put their own special interests and private interests aside. They set those aside to serve someone else. So when this scripture tells us to love each other as I have loved you, it tells married couples, don't try and correct the other person and change them. Change yourself. When I meet with couples especially, I like to tell them this. If our relationships with God are right, and I kind of point up to heaven, if our relationships between us and heaven and kind of point to heaven and point to us is right with God, then our relationship with each other, and I'll point and say, as you look at each other, as your relationships are right with God, your relationships with each other will be right. It's the same thing with being a veteran or experiencing the life of a veteran or a military active person, and that is if our life is right with God and it lines up according to His will and His word and what He wants for us, then the rest of our life will line up properly according to God's word and will be the person that we need to be, and we'll think of others as being more important than ourselves, and we'll love each other as God loved us. So remember, the end of this scripture says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. I congratulate our veterans. I thank our veterans for the service that they gave, to lay down their life for someone else, being willing to give up what they wanted in life for someone else to have the life that they desired. So may God bless you, and may that scripture bless each and every person who's listening to it today. Okay, we need to move on. This reminds me of my high school friend. There was a friend that I had. I was close buddies with him. It's interesting. His name was Ed. And we were friends. We were buddies. We were pals. Yet we did not have much in common. It's kind of comical. If you see us walking beside each other, it looked like Mutt and Jeff. For those of you who don't know who Mutt and Jeff is, Mutt and Jeff were one big tall guy and one little guy beside each other. He was tall, muscular, handsome, and the quarterback on the football team. I was a short, chubby, well, heavy chubby, baby-faced, and was a member of our bowling team. Now, you couldn't find two people with two more different interests, but we were friends. We would maybe walking around the campus, and he'd spot me, and he'd kind of run over, and he'd say hi to me, and how you doing? It's good to see you. And I'd say the same thing to him. And other people were saying, what do you two guys have in common? Well, we liked each other. We grew up together. We went first grade all the way through 12th grade, all 12 years in the same school. And that was a wonderful experience. Well, after high school, Ed joined the Marines, and he went to Vietnam. Now, I was going to be drafted. I was in college, and I got my notice that I was losing my student deferment, if you will. I was losing my 2S classification, and I got what they call 1A. That means ready for active duty. And I asked them, am I going to get a letter or something that tells me to come to duty? And I called the recruiting office, and they said, yep, there's no question about it. You'll be getting a letter anytime now and asking you to come into the military. I loved when he said asking me to come into the military. So I was going to college, excited about what I was doing. And in the middle of all that, I basically was going to go into the military. So instead of being drafted or having them send me someplace I didn't want to go, I did what they call volunteering for the draft. Now, when I did that, the recruiting guy said, you're going to wind up, because of your volunteering for the draft, you're going to wind up in a great position. You're going to wind up in Europe or Germany or Italy, someplace. You may go to Canada, or you may go to Alaska. You may go to a place, Australia, or something like that, but you're going to get a really good position because you're only going to go in for 2 years, and you most likely won't have to worry about going to Vietnam because Vietnam was going on at that time. Well, I think the recruiting guy was not telling me the whole truth, because I wound up in the Army, and 5 months after I was in, after going through my basic training and then my additional training for getting ready to go into jungle warfare, I also then went to Vietnam. Now, while I was in Vietnam, I discovered that Ed, my buddy in high school, was still there because he had spent a year there, and then he re-upped for another 6 months. Additional 6 months. That's what they would do in Vietnam, in military places. They'd tell you, if you'll stay here a little bit longer, we'll give you a bonus and we'll let you get out sooner. In my situation, they said, if you'll spend 4 more months here, you won't need to spend the 7 months remaining with your time for the Army, and you can go home early. And I looked at my sergeant when he offered me that, and I said, so what you're telling me is 4 more months here getting shot at, taking a chance of getting killed, or I can spend 7 months with my wife and my son back at Fort Ord, California. I think I'll go to California and spend those time with my wife. Well, Eddie, my buddy, he did not do that. And when they offered him a 6 month extension with a bonus, he accepted it. And during that 6 month, he was shot. He was killed in Vietnam. The enemy fire he came under took him out. And some say that it was a sniper. Others just simply say that he was shot in a what they call a firefight. And Ed was killed by enemy fire in Vietnam. He gave his life for others. He fulfilled what the scriptures say. No greater love do you have for man than to give your life for a friend. And that's what he did. He was protecting civilians when he went under fire. When my wife and I had our first child, after I came back from Vietnam and we had our first child, that was about 6 months after Ed was killed in Vietnam, we named our son Ed. And kind of get a little choked up when I think about that, because Ed was a friend. He was so opposite of me, but we did have something in common. We knew each other. We grew up together. And I remember him as being a very dear friend. And today I have a son named Ed, and we are blessed to have our son, and he is really such a blessing. And now he knows who his namesake was. And matter matter of fact, he has a picture of him, and he can pull up Ed's information on the military and see the service that Ed did. Well, before I close this podcast, because I'm kind of getting close to that, I want to let everyone understand that all veterans have things in common. The sacrifice that they make, they actually sacrifice their life to serve others. I'm not saying that they get killed, all of them do, but they sacrifice what they wanted to do in life, the direction that they wanted to go, so they can be a service to others. Many were sent to countries around the world. Veterans must leave family, friends, schooling many times, careers, to learn something new that will benefit others. Not all veterans served in a combat zone. However, all veterans serve their country above their personal wants, needs, and desires. Even though there are several branches of service, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Merchant Marines, and now the Space Force, even there's all that, all of the armed forces give up something as a sacrifice to serve other people. The armed forces in the military, National Guards for Army and Air Force, are the same group. They're willing to give up self-needs and self-desires to serve other people. And I thank God for that. And I congratulate all of you who are listening in who have served in the military, were veterans, or know of someone who was. I ask for God's richest blessing upon your life. I want to give thanks to our God who loves and cares for and provides for America's veterans. Thank you and thank everyone who has served or is serving our country. Without the Lord's blessings, our veterans and America would not be the greatest country in the world. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave because of God's love for our veterans and because of those veterans who were willing to sacrifice of their time, their desires, their wants, and their needs so that they could serve something greater than themselves. They served our country. The only thing I want to add to that is, may our veterans serve Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and accept Him and serve Him. And I pray that if anybody here knows someone who is in the military and they're not a believer, pray with them, talk to them, send them this podcast, let them know that there's help for them. I've written a couple books, and I'll talk about that later, that helps veterans deal with issues like PTSD and Agent Orange exposure and what it's like to come back to reality or life in general when you get out of the military. So I hope that'll be a blessing to you. So let me just close this by praying for our veterans today. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity I've had to bring podcasts to veterans and family of veterans, and I pray that you would bless them and keep them, Father. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen veterans and give them hope for a future and let them know that you love them and you care for them and you've placed so much in your word to give them comfort and direction. I pray that you would bless them, Father. I pray that they would lack for nothing. For those who are going through emotional needs, I pray that they would receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if they're already Christians, that they would read the Word of God that tells us that we can be anxious for nothing, because when we're that way and we trust God with everything, when we trust God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our might, then He will give us the desires of our heart. Bless our veterans. Put strength in their bodies. Heal them physically, Lord. Restore them. May they find good help from the Veterans Administration, from their church that they're attending or desiring to attend or will be attending someday. I pray that you would bless them in that endeavor. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to talk about our veterans, to share what God's Word says, and let the veterans know how much God loves them, how much He appreciates them, and how thankful He is for Americans who served in the military, those who sacrificed. Thank you for that. Now, bless them, I pray. May they lack for nothing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me just add a little thought to this closing. Herbert Hoover said this word: older men declare war, but the younger men must fight it. That's the way it's been in our nation, and that's sad, but we've got to get our older men to figure out ways to avoid war and to avoid these battles that have taken place and continue to take a place around our world. I believe that God hears our prayers, even if we do not serve Him. Now, that does not give us an excuse to avoid Him and not serve Him and not submit our life to Him. But if you're not a Christian, you can still pray and say, God, I need you. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit. And when you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, He will come in and convict you of your need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I prayed when I was not a Christian. And I said, God, if you're out there, if you're there to help me, I pray that you'll help me. And I promise to go to church, some prayer like that. But I believe those prayers and those statements to God were starting to build a foundation that I could grow from and eventually surrender my life to Jesus Christ. God blesses our prayers when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's how we get our prayers answered, is to know Him and serve Him. God loved us so much that He gave His word to bless us. But I'm going to close with this one scripture, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so everyone who believes in Him would not perish but have eternal or everlasting life. I hope that this was a blessing to those who are veterans or those who are currently active in the military and those maybe who have friends or family that are in there. So may God richly bless you. We're going to now go next podcast back into our series dealing with living with purpose. I always take a couple of podcasts each year around Veterans Day, which is November the 11th each year, and have a couple of podcasts dealing specifically for veterans. I also, during this period of time, wind up speaking at various groups or classes or men's groups, and I've got several of those opportunities this year, and I like to share with them the love of Christ and how much God loves them, appreciates them, and wants to bless them, and I want to thank them for their service. So thank those of you who served. Thank you for your service, and I think of the Vietnam veterans. I want to welcome you home. A lot of us didn't get much of a welcome, but I welcome you home, and I want to thank God for you and your life. You know, if you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, the name of our podcast, you can go to my webpage, and that's at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, there'll be a link on the front page there, a link to all the podcasts that we have done. This has been podcast number 307, and that means there's a bunch of them there. There's podcasts dealing with gaining faith, how to understand how to receive miracles in our life, and having faith for miracles. There's messages and series there on our finances and how to live debt-free, messages on the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I have a series dealing with spiritual prosperity and also abundant living based upon John 10:10, where Jesus said, Satan, the devil himself, comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So I know that you'll go through those. You'll find a series, some type of podcast that'll be a blessing to you. I hear and see people downloading podcasts that I did 2 and 3 years ago, and it's very active and very encouraging to me to keep me bringing these podcasts forward. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. So thank you once again for listening in to Quality Christian Living. It's been a pleasure to do these podcasts, these special podcasts to our veterans each year, and I'm looking forward now to moving on to our series that we've been involved with for several weeks now, and that is Living with Purpose. So my next podcast really is entitled Finances with Purpose. I think that's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about how to develop finances that are directly blessed by God and have a purpose, not just to get richer, have more than the next guy, but finances with purpose, with God having a plan for those finances. And I'm looking forward to it. I pray that you'll let your friends know, your family and friends, and let them know we're going to be doing something a little unique and address the topic of finances with purpose. Let me close with a blessing for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So may God richly bless you. Thank you for listening in. This has been podcast number 307, entitled How God Shows His Love for Veterans. This has been Quality Christian Living. I am your host, David Friend. Thank you for listening in.